Welcome to Word Games, a podcast featuring ridiculous, random, absurd word games, hosted by Stephen and Rebecca. If you like tongue twisters, silly stories, and other hilarious goofiness, you've come to the right place. So take a seat and let's jump into the latest episode.
Welcome once again to the podcast that is known around the world as
Word Games.
I'm Stephen.
And I'm Rebecca.
And this is Word Games. We're going to do something a little different this time. We have made up a game. I'm sure that there's other games that are like this, but basically the gist is individually, each of us looked up three words that are kind of obscure and looked up the definition of the word and made up two definitions that are fake for the word. And so we're going to read the word and the three definitions to the other person, and they're going to have to guess which of the definitions is real and which is fake.
Yeah.
And yeah, I guess that's it. And apologize. Some of these words, we may not know the proper pronunciation. So if there's any, you know, pronunciation aficionados out there, don't come at us, bro.
Exactly.
All right. So I guess we'll alternate rather than doing all of them at first. So who wants to go first? Do you want to go?
Sure. I'll read my word and definitions to you.
Okay.
And then you'll have to guess. All right. You ready?
Yep.
The first word, leucoccoli.
Oh, and I just want to say, it's going to be really funny if we picked the same word for any of these.
Yeah. It's also going to be pretty funny if one of us knows the definition.
just happens to know.
I feel like Steven's going to have a better chance at that.
But okay. So what was the word?
The word is leucoccoli. And again, pronunciation might be off, but leucoccoli. A feeling that comes with preoccupation with trivial or insipid diversions. Having to do with, so this is the next definition, having to do with leukocytes, or a feeling of general malaise or restlessness. Leukoccoli.
Well, I want to say the second one, what is it?
Having to do with leukocytes.
Leukocytes. But then again, I mean, you could have made up leukocytes, but that sounds very official. So I think I'm going to go with that one.
Okay. Now, do we reveal at the end of each word?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay. So I get a point then because you guessed one of my definitions.
So what was the actual definition?
The definition
Hold on. Let me try to guess between the two remaining ones.
Okay. Do you want me to tell you what they were?
Yeah. This isn't for points. It's just for fun.
I like how we're just, it's so arbitrary. Like it wasn't supposed to be for points anyways. Okay, leucoccoli, a feeling that comes with preoccupation with trivial or insipid diversions, or a feeling of general malaise or restlessness.
All right, I'm going to say the first one because that sounds very official.
Well, you're right. It is. That is the official definition.
Okay.
Yep. Cool. And now you've learned something.
Yeah, I have. Although I'm never going to remember that word. I already forgot what it is. Leucoccoli?
I like yours better.
What is it, though?
Leucoccoli.
Leucoccoli, okay.
Or leucoccoli, I'm not sure.
All right, so your word that you have to guess the definition of is hallux.
Hallux?
H-A-L-L-U-X. Hallux. So the definitions are a South American beetle, big toe.
Big toe. That's it.
Or a constellation.
Oh, ooh.
Because there are a lot of constellations out there, and it's a big universe. It's a big solar system, I should say. I mean, it is a big universe, but...
Constellation?
Yep. Or wait,
I'm not guessing.
Okay, but you're saying... Is that,
yeah, I mean, that was the...
Yes, correct.
Okay. Hallux, a beetle, big toe, or a constellation... Well, Hallux definitely sounds, I mean, it sounds kind of Greek in a way, or one of the something like that. I mean, it's reminiscent in my brain. So if you made that one up, that's very, very smart.
Greek, you mean like a constellation?
Yeah, I mean, it just sounds like some of the Greek words and names.
Because did the Greeks name a lot of the constellations?
I have no idea. Okay. I feel like there's a couple constellations out there that are kind of like Greek inspired. I think
that might be true.
Oh gosh, the people listening are going to just eviscerate us. Halleck, I'm going to go with constellation.
All right, you would be incorrect.
Dang it, really? You're so good.
It's Big Toe.
It's Big Toe?
That's why you were like, oh, it's definitely Big Toe. I was like, dang it.
That's so funny. Well, yeah, and then until you said constellation, I was like, there's no way it's a beetle, but a big toe. That's funny. Well, now I'm going to use that exclusively when talking about my foot.
All right, it's 0-0.
What?
Neither of us have a point.
Oh, I have a point. Actually, we both have a point.
Well, or you could say that you gain a point if you guess it.
Oh, yeah.
Either way.
Let's not do points.
Okay. All right. All right. Your turn.
Okay. This is fun. I got really nervous all of a sudden. Your next word is desticate. The act of chewing messily or recklessly. To cry like a rat. To curse someone in secret. Desticate.
Desticate. I mean, it kind of sounds like, you know, like desecrate is to like destroy something. So what was the first definition?
The act of chewing messily or recklessly.
I want to say that one because it's like, you know, like to desecrate something, so destroy it. Like to desecrate is like to, you know, chew it up and like, you know, make a mess out of it. So I'm going to go with that one.
All right. Well, you would be wrong. That is one of mine. So the two remaining ones are, that was very good logic.
Oh, though. And I forgot to give you a chance to.
Oh yeah.
Oh, well, but anyways, okay, go ahead.
It's fine. I liked your logic of, I mean, that's how I was like, oh, it sounds like that. Anyway, the two remaining ones, to cry like a rat or to curse someone in secret.
Cry like a rat, to curse somebody in secret. To cry like a rat?
Yes.
I'm going to say to cry like a rat.
That's right. That's the official definition.
I didn't even know rats cried, though.
I don't want to talk about it.
Makes you too sad to think about.
It does, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, your next word is quackle.
Quackle?
Quackle.
That's adorable.
So is it a medical instrument used in open heart surgery?
Nurse, give me the quackle.
Combination of quacking and cackling sounds or to choke.
This is good too. What was the first one again?
A medical instrument used in open heart surgery.
A quackle. A combination of quacking and cackling.
Yeah, of quacking and cackling sounds.
Or what was the last one?
To choke.
To choke, the quackle. The quackle. I'm going to go with the instrument used in open heart surgery.
That is incorrect.
Dang it.
So I'll give you a chance to guess between the other two. So it's to choke or a combination of quacking and cackling sounds.
See, I feel like the combination of quacking and cackling sounds, that's too on the nose. I feel like that's too on the nose. Feel like that's too...
Too perfect.
Too perfect. But... It could be, and you could be banking on me thinking it's too perfect so that I go with your other one, which was to choke. Nurse, I've quackled. I'm quackling. And she's like, oh, my God, are you quacking and laughing, or are you dying?
Can you make a quackle sound?
No, I don't want to try.
So it's like the combination of those sounds. It's like a duck laughing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So who are some ducks? Famous ducks like Donald.
Donald Duck.
Daffy Duck.
Daffy Duck.
Yeah,
I think that's about it.
The Aflac Duck.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Aflac. Not a sponsor. Okay, quackle. I'm going to say a combination of quacking and laughing, or quacking and choking, whatever it was.
Incorrect.
Are you serious?
It is to choke.
It is to choke. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
All right.
You did good on that one.
Well, your turn.
Okay. My last word for you is groke. a species of frog found in South America, an old-fashioned cloak, or the look to look on silently while people are eating, hoping to be asked to eat a bit.
That's really weird, because if you made up the frog from South America, I made up a beetle from South America. So that's weird that both of our heads went there for two different words. I'm going to say, though, so the word is groak.
Groak.
I think it's the, what is it, an old-fashioned robe?
An old-fashioned cloak.
Cloak. I'm going to go with that one.
You are incorrect.
Dang it.
But now you get to choose between a species of frog or to look on silently while people are eating, hoping to be asked to eat a bit.
I think the frog, I think you did make that up. I think both of our heads did go there. And so I think it's to, and also the other one is like weirdly specific. And I don't think you would have come up with that. So I think it's the waiting to be asked to eat one.
You are correct. And part of the definition, I mean, there was a picture above it when I looked at it online, and it was a picture of a dog like sitting there waiting to be fed.
Oh, so dogs groak.
I think, yeah, dogs definitely groak. But you were right. Both of our brains did go to the South American species.
That's funny. Okay. Ready for your last one?
Yeah.
Choir. Not like a music choir.
Is this a Q?
Q-U-I-R-E. Choir.
Okay.
So your options are to plot a coup, a group of eels, like a animal grouping.
Yeah.
Or two dozen sheets of paper.
Well, I saw your face do a weird thing when you said, you mentioned the last one.
Or just because it's like, choir. It's so random.
I'm going to go with the first definition,
to plot a coup. All right. That is incorrect.
Oh my gosh. Neither of us got any right on the first try. I thought that was a really good suggestion.
What? To plot a coup?
To plot a coup, yeah.
Like it seemed to fit.
Yeah, it did. Because I'm thinking of the word like inquire, and that's like to question something, or it just involves like interpersonal behavior. But okay, so now I'm guessing between
a group of eels or two dozen sheets of paper.
It's got to be paper, because we were just talking about eels earlier today, and I feel like that's fresh in your mind. So I feel like you would have, concocted the eel situation. Is it a paper?
Yeah, it's two dozen sheets of paper.
Sweet, okay.
And yeah, the reason we're talking about eels is because we both just recently learned that it's actually safe and fun to throw used car batteries into the ocean, so that it actually gives electric eels the ability to recharge. So if you care about the environment and about making sure that electric eels are healthy and fully charged, throw your used car batteries in the ocean.
That's really hilarious. I'm very ashamed to admit that I did have to look that one up on Google. Just to be sure. Obviously, it's not true.
No, it's true.
We have to put that in there. People are going to listen to this podcast 10 years from now and be like, what the heck?
Why do you hate electric eels so much, Rebecca?
Me? I'm an anti-eel
activist.
Yeah.
Did an electric eel hurt you?
It did. One did take my sister.
What?
It's true.
That's not true.
No, it's fake.
All right. Well, that does it for this episode of the Electric Eel Podcast. And if you enjoyed it, be sure to like and subscribe. And we will see you next
time.
Month?
Whenever.
Whenever. Whenever.
All right. See you guys later.
Bye.